I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Break down the Sunday slate coming up at 12:45. We'll go out to Ashburn for the latest from practice at 1. Jeff Passan is the best baseball writer in the country. Yahoo Sports does a great job both with investigative journalism and just general beat stuff and writing on games. He's going to join us at 1:30, an hour from right now, to talk the Nats managerial search. So make sure you're listening at that time. Want to see what he thinks about Girardi, Dusty, and the team's decisions so far this offseason. Redskins beat the Cowboys if Redskins lose to the Cowboys if. We've given you how they beat Dallas. Let's take a couple calls. We'll get to how they'll lose to the Cowboys and what will go wrong if they did when we look back at the game in a moment. Tom is in Clinton, Maryland. How are you, Tom?
What's up, Tom?
Hey, Grant, Danny. How y'all doing, man?
Good, man.
Great, buddy.
Hey, Grant, I agree with you 100,000%. In order for the Redskins to win this game, they must develop a ground-and-pound running game. I don't think the receivers will be so reliable because of the rainy and windy conditions that we're looking forward to on Sunday. I think it's going to be a nasty, slip-and-slide, low-scoring game. One thing we can say is more than likely Dallas will have a running game, which is going to allow to keep their defense off the field and control the clock. In order for the Redskins to combat that, they have to do the same. And when they get in the red zone, they must score. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Thank you, buddy. Say this about the red zone, because it doesn't seem like anybody's mentioning this. I have not heard this. There's still a lot of talk about the Redskins' struggles in the red zone, and we can get where they are statistically for you in a second. Last two games, they've gone 3-for-4. They're 6 for their last 8, which is outstanding.
This is true.
They have been a lot better recently in the red zone. And I would compliment Jay Gruden more than anybody else, to be completely honest.
I'm with that.
By design, they've gotten guys open. That pass to Pirine was great. The screen to Thompson kind of coming out into the flat was really good. The throw to Doxson was a Kirk Cousins gem when he threw him that in-breaking route against San Francisco.
Looking for Jordan Reed. Yes.
Jordan Reed, couple of touchdowns this past week. So I would say the biggest credit maybe goes to Jay. Second biggest credit goes to Kirk Cousins, who needs to be better in the red zone in the last couple weeks. He absolutely has been. He's been awesome in that regard.
Redskins up to 19th in the rankings, up from 30th, which is what they were 2 weeks ago. So your point is correct.
6 for their last 8 will do that. In terms of defense, though, and the rain and what kind of elements we're going to have, I mentioned that the Cowboys are 24th against the run. The Redskins are 14th against the run in yards per play. They're 8th in yards per game. I think the 14th is probably truer to realistic. But, I mean, this is a defense, statistically, they're middle of the pack against the pass, whereas the Cowboys are much better. But they are actually strong against the run. The Cowboys are going to present a bigger problem in terms of between the tackles, offensive line blocking, tight end contributing, and a running back who can make you miss and run you over than anybody else has to this point. So this is going to be, since Jonathan Allen, a really big quiz that they're about to have to succeed on. Let's go to Drew in D.C. What's up, buddy?
What's up, Drew?
Hey, Coach, how y'all doing, man?
Hey, bud.
Doing well, man.
I totally agree with you, man, but they would win the game if Jay Gruden would understand you score points by going north and south instead of east and west, man, and take advantages of the size of your receivers. Randy Moss made a quick, a beautiful comment Monday night. Eagles cornerbacks was only 5'9", 5'10". You got 6'4", 6'5". Receivers, send them downfield, man. And also recognize when you got a blitz, there's a such thing as the slant that can help you get out of it. Y'all keep up the great work.
Thank you, buddy. The hot route sort of concept of breaking off your route short or whatever the heck it was against the zero blitz from Philadelphia, that wasn't very well executed, I would say, for the Redskins. I don't know if they were surprised by how it went down. I don't know what went into it. I know this. They weren't very effective when Philadelphia brought the house. If I'm another team, I look at that and go, let's make the Redskins prove they can do this. Because to me, I'm not afraid of getting beat deep right now with their outside wide receivers. I'm afraid of Vernon Davis matched up against the linebacker. I'm afraid of Jordan Reed against everybody. But that's it. What downfield scares you right now?
There's nothing. I mean, on paper, what are you worried about, right?
I mean, I guess Doxson, if he gets more than 10 snaps.
But here's the problem. They have not targeted and tried to feed him the ball vertically enough to have to worry about that. That's something that can beat you, as we saw in the Raiders game from 50 yards out on a 50-50 ball where he quote-unquote made Kirk Cousins right.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate the phone call. The other question would be weather, because we keep having people tell us, and the UMSO news desk, I believe, said there is a good chance that it's going to be raining not just in the morning but all day and
all
potentially
the day.
Throughout the game as well. And if that's true, it's going to cut down on your chance in the wind and the rain to throw the ball down the field. But I am actually with Drew. I think that the point is correct. Take shots. Here is the strength of Terrell Pryor. I can list a bunch of things he's bad at. Here's the thing he's good at: running past people. Let him run past people. Please utilize him to his strength.
Use those big, long strides, man.
At least once in a game. Once. Just let him nine route. Let's see if he can run by someone. And design it so that there's not safety help or so that he's not double covered. Figure out a way to get him in man coverage one-on-one. And on that play, he runs a nine route, and let's see what happens.
Do it when you don't expect to do that. How about a first and 10? Instead of a handoff, a duo play where you're going to get half a yard because Rob Kelly bounces off three tacklers and falls forward. Or something early down when they're not expecting it. Give that a shot then. Because you're good enough at converting some of those third middles and third longs because your passing game is good. Now, again, if it's too rainy for those conditions to work, the Redskins might just be boned in this one. I mean, you know me. You know my philosophy about this. Sounds like I hate running the football, and I don't. I just love effective plays. The most effective offense possible, by the way, would be simply running the ball every single time at the end of the play clock and gaining 4 yards. If you were guaranteed that, you would win every single game that you'd play. There'd be no stopping you. Right? But we all know that's not realistic. So you work back from what you do well and what you don't. I happen to think this running game is broken, and four unhealthy offensive linemen aren't going to help it against a defensive front that is kind of on the come here. I just don't see them being able to take advantage. Now, if they can, do that. I mean, of course, if you find something that's working, I'll never forgive Steve Spurrier from going away from it that game because the weather was nice in New York, whatever the hell it was. If it's working, roll with it. I just am going into this game thinking if I'm Jay Gruden, after I catch my breath from reading the injury report, where am I best served? Reed against the tight end, Reed against the safety, Vernon Davis against the linebacker, Jamison Crowder against their third corner.
That's what you major in, but you're still allowed to have a minor at this university. You're still allowed to chuck the ball up into the sky a couple times. You should still try that. And by the way, I really think that you should your foundation this week should be the running game, because I think that's where this team is most exposable defensively, and maybe more importantly, by the way, that is where you are going to put hay in the barn without offensive line play, which is what they're going to be lacking probably. Kevin's in College Park. What's up, Kevin?
Kevin.
Hey, guys. Great show.
Thanks, man.
I got to agree with something Danny just said. It would be great if we could just say run the ball and be successful, but that's a stretch. I don't think we're just going to run between the tackles and just have it happen, especially with a beat-up O-line. I think this is really going to come down to the defense. We got Josh Norman back, which is huge. He's got to live up to his money. I mean, we got to stack the box and just really rely on our DBs to stick them and not get punished by play action. Thanks.
Appreciate you, buddy. We have not gotten into how the Redskins lose and why they might lose, so let's do that quickly next, and then we'll tell you which game we like the most around the NFL.
That sounds good.
We'll get to some of the other matchups and kick it around the league style with some music next. Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.